Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. I know that maybe some of you not necessarily, well, I mean, if you're listening to the pod, of course you want to listen to Phil's talk, and I completely appreciate that and respect it and all that. Of course, we love the Phils here. But, man, that just got to mention first, a couple of things I want to mention first. First things first, I do want to mention, rest in peace to Bernie Parent. I mean, all-time, not just Philadelphia Flyers legend, if you don't know who he was, and maybe you're just a baseball fan or something like that, or just a Phillies fan, I'm pretty sure you know who he is, but if you don't know who Bernie Parent is, Hall of Fame goaltender for the Philadelphia Flyers, who helped this team win 2 Stanley Cups, and legend, not just a Philadelphia Flyers legend, but also a Philadelphia sports legend. When you talk about, I mean, you could put him on your Mount Rushmore of Philadelphia sports legends, you know, all time. So that's what we're talking about. So, rest in peace to Bernie Parent, passed away at the age of 80 years old. Over the weekend. And, legend. So rest in peace to Bernie Parent, and condolences to his family and friends, anybody that knew him. So rest in peace to Bernie Parent. On a more positive note, I mean, got to mention real quick, that Eagles game was unbelievable. I sat there like the entire day, as I'm doing the Phillies game too, as I'm producing the Phillies game, I'm just like, I can't believe they won that game the way they did, where they went on a blocked field goal. I mean, I was positive that the Rams were going to win that game on that field goal. Felt like, it was like a 44 yarder. Like, it's a chip shot for kickers these days in the NFL. Like, God, it's like on average, guys are making a 60 yarder at least every week. And unbelievable finish. I mean, Jordan Davis, unbelievable. That was unreal to block that kick and take it back for the touchdown too, just to kind of put an exclamation point on it. You didn't really need to do that, but it doesn't matter. Who cares? Won the game, and wow. I just had to mention those. So rest in peace, Bernie Parent, of course, but also that Eagles game was absolutely unbelievable. So, Phils though. Phils, this is a Phillies podcast. Let's talk some Phils. And unfortunately, they did lose to the Diamondbacks yesterday, and they lost the series overall, lost 2 of 3. They did win the game on Friday night. But a bunch to get into today. We're going to give you my takeaways from the series. We got to talk about the Nick Castellanos interview. If you missed it, Nick Castellanos, there's a lot of controversy surrounding Castellanos' comments, even some controversy around the reporter's questions. Rob Thompson, he also responded to some of these comments. So we'll get into that, and then I'll give you a preview of the next series versus the Miami Marlins. So if you missed it yesterday, the Phils lost 9-2. It really felt like from the start that the Phils really just wanted to get out of Arizona and come back home and finish the season out at home, which they're going to do coming up next against the Marlins and the Twins. But that's what this series felt like off the bat. I mean, Ranger didn't have it from the start. The offense, I mean, Alec Boehm, he's been great since he has come back from injury. But besides that, the offense, they were 1-for-14 with runners in scoring position. I mean, there were times where, you know, I think Schwarber came up with the bases loaded, I believe, and Schwarber struck out, and it just didn't feel, it felt like after that, I was like, okay, this team just wants to go back home. I mean, yes, teams have their bad games and have their, it felt like that, though. It felt like that. And the Phils were able to get score a couple of runs late in the game in the eighth inning. But it really, I mean, it wasn't even like too little too late at that point. It was just like, okay, like we knew we were going to lose this game. And that's really what the game, that was my biggest takeaway from just the game specifically. We'll get to the takeaways overall from the series. But the big takeaway from yesterday is that just after Corbin Carroll hit that 3-run home run, it's like, they're not going to win this game. And I know it was only the second inning, but it just felt like this team doesn't, they just want to get back to Philadelphia, finish out the season strong, and still try to get this one seed, though. I mean, still try to get the one seed. I believe we're, what? I mean, Brewers won yesterday. I want to double check. Brewers, they play tonight against San Diego, but I'm like 99% sure. Oh, no, they lost yesterday. They lost. So, I mean, so we keep up with the Brewers there. They're 3 behind the Brewers, technically. Brewers 95-61. Phils are 92-64. So, 3 games behind the Brewers as far as the win column goes. We can get more into that in just a little bit. It just, again, still felt like the team just wanted to get out of Arizona. But I still want to get this one seed, though. I still want to get this one seed. No excuses at the end of the day. I want to get the one seed. I mean, get the bye is the most important thing. And Bryce Harper talked about that post game. Is like, you know, we want to get that bye. Like we really need to have that bye. So yes, you lose to Arizona, but I still want that bye. And so does Bryce Harper, which I think is a good thing, obviously. All right, takeaways from the series overall. I got 3 for you. Number one, even though you lost the series, I do think that, you know, Alec Boehm coming back from injury, you know, he had the home run on Saturday, and since he's come back, he's just hit really well, 2-for-5 with a double, and 3 runs batted in on Friday, and then he had went 2-for-4 with the home run on Saturday, and then yesterday 4-for-4. With a double and a walk. And so hopefully my takeaway here is hopefully Boehm can use this, even though unfortunately, I mean, no one wants to get injured, but if you're going to get injured and, you know, come back here with just, you know, another week to play in the regular season, hopefully he can carry this over into the postseason, because really Boehm has only had, he had a really, really, really good May and like, you know, a pretty solid June, but besides that, Boehm hasn't been all that great this year. It's been an inconsistent Alec Boehm, which honestly, Alec Boehm, that's been his MO since he's come up to the majors. He's been kind of an inconsistent hitter. He's been great and he's been bad. Hopefully we can just use this with Alec Boehm. Hopefully he can be hot heading into the playoffs, and that'll be a good thing for him. That'll be a good thing for the offense. So Alec Boehm, I mean, he got benched last year in the postseason. I mean, got benched last year. I was an all-star last year too, which is crazy to think about. But Alec Boehm, hopefully he can carry this hot hitting into the playoffs. Second takeaway. Yeah, I know most of you probably are saying, like, okay, why didn't you, what are you talking about? This should have been your, what you should have been saying all along. Okay, fine. Whatever. I don't think Aaron Nola can be the game two starter at this point. I was still thinking Nola could be the game two starter just because of his track record, and I don't know how much I necessarily like trust. I mean, even though Ranger, going back and looking at Ranger's postseason numbers, yeah, Ranger probably should be the game two starter. But even then, I was still thinking like, oh, well, Nola's track record, he's had unbelievable years in the past. But at this point, Aaron Nola's not your game two starter. He's not your game two starter. It's going to be Sanchez, Ranger, and Lizardo and in the, you know, in that NLDS. And yeah, it's going to be those three. And maybe hopefully if you get to the CS and the World Series, Nola would be your game four starter. But I mean, it's just kind of like a loss here for Aaron Nola. He's just not been good all year. And with the injuries, you know, with the injuries that technically have two, it just feels like a loss here for Nola. And the last takeaway, pretty encouraging Walker Buehler appearance. He piggybacked off of Taiwan Walker, who was okay on Friday, but Walker Buehler almost went four innings, only allowing two hits, a couple of walks, three strikeouts, didn't allow any runs, and hopefully that's a good thing, as he can be, I think, an important key, an important piece for the Phillies in the postseason, just as far as their rotation and their bullpen goes. If Buehler is going at least solid, you know, we've seen what he could be for the Dodgers last year in the postseason, and who he's been in the past in general. So another good Walker Buehler appearance. It's about what? That's about, I think, 8 2/3 of scoreless innings for Walker Buehler, or scoreless. One run given up in the first start, but besides that, you know, it's been good so far. So hopefully Buehler could take this into the postseason, just like talking about Alec Bohm carrying momentum in. Same thing with Walker Buehler. Hopefully he can carry momentum into the postseason and be an important piece for the bullpen and the rotation come a couple of weeks from now. So we're almost there. All right, I want to get into the Nick Castellanos interview comments. Now, you know, initially, like, I thought that maybe some of Castellanos' comments were maybe not good for a team trying to make a World Series run. So if you missed it, Castellanos was asked a lot about, I mean, he's been really been asked about it a lot lately, about his new role, him coming off the bench a little bit, you know, platooning, not playing every day. And he was asked about if he understands why he hasn't played as often. And Castellanos' response was, I don't really talk to Rob all that often. Communication over the years has been questionable, at least in my experience. And a reporter followed up with it. I forget who exactly asked it. I apologize. And said, like, that's surprising because most people say that Thompson's strength is communicating with his players.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to his players every day. And Castellano says, who says that? I mean, the guys in here that have been winning since 2022, you've had a different experience than all those guys. And he responded, it's just been times where things have been said. And then over the course of the years, I'll have expectations because I'll latch on to what's being said and actions will be different. And then I'm kind of left thinking and whatnot. But again, like, it is what it is. I do what I can. At the end of the day, we're here to win a World Series. And Rob Thompson, I had the comment right in front of me before, but Thompson said that basically if communication is, or if a player is having a problem with communication issues, then that's on me. I'm being a coward. He was being humble about it. He was being respectful about it. Now, we don't actually know what Thompson's actual relationship is like with Nick Castellanos behind closed doors, so it's hard to say, but it's a weird dynamic. When I saw Castellanos' comments, I said this is not a great thing for a team trying to make a World Series run. I don't think it's probably that big of a deal. It's not great that Castellanos comes out and says this publicly, that his communication is questionable. You know, Castellanos will just say whatever he pretty much feels. We know how Nick Castellanos is, but I don't think it's a huge deal. At the time, when I first saw the comments, I'm like, oh, this isn't great. But I think this team does a pretty good job of keeping things close to the vest. Like, they just think they're pretty good at just not trying to deal with the outside noise and just try and play baseball. Now, I'm sure maybe Thompson and Castellanos did have a conversation about this. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. But we know that Castellanos isn't exactly like super happy, but he's adapting. And again, this outfield, the outfield has talked about it, specifically Kepler and Castellanos, is like, we just got to do what we got to do to win a World Series. So, and which Castellanos mentioned in the interview. If you go read the transcript on Patterson, they put out a full transcript of the interview, and Castellanos, mentioned, like, I'm here to do whatever they want me to do to win a World Series. He said, I think his exact quote was John Middleton. He said, I'm here to win. John Middleton is paying me money so that I can help the Philadelphia Phillies win a World Series. So there you go. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. So, I will say this. I don't want to criticize reporters too much, but, it's hard to not talk to Castellanos right now about the platoon situation, but they were asking him a lot of questions about it. But it's not easy, man. It's not easy because that is the burning topic right now with Castellanos and him losing the playing time and him not being an everyday player anymore. So, yeah, it's kind of my overall thoughts on the Castellanos, interview comments and Rob Thompson's, response. I don't think it's like a huge deal, but wasn't great to hear over the weekend, but yeah, that is what my thoughts were on the Castellanos-Thompson situation there. Injuries and transactions that we need to know about. Injuries and transactions. Just a few. So we have Trey Turner, who, had the right hamstring strain, the grade one hamstring strain, a couple of weeks ago. He's scheduled to face live pitching tomorrow and Wednesday at CBP, Citizens Bank Park. Once he runs close to 100% this week, he is expected to rejoin the Phillies lineup. I still think he's going to come back postseason. But maybe they'll have him come back for the Minnesota series. And just to get him ramped up there for that series to end the playoffs. But that's the Trey Turner hamstring grade one strain update. Jordan Romano, no surprise here. He had the right middle finger inflammation. He also had neck stiffness. Phil said Romano recently reported neck stiffness and numbness in his finger. He has not picked up a baseball, essentially ending any chance of him potentially rejoining the bullpen before the end of the regular season. He's not going to come back to the Phils. And I think we kind of all knew that. Not technically Phils, at the major league level related, but Justin Crawford, who suffered a concussion a couple of weeks ago. He's out for the season now. And he's not going to play. He's not going to play again this season as a precaution. So, one of the Phils' top prospects, done for the season because of his concussion, but just as a precaution, they're just not even going to give it a chance at all. Okay, how about just a short series preview? So, the Phils are going to go against the Miami Marlins, who come into this series with a 76-80 record. And come in with a ranking of all their offensive ranking, 16th in runs scored, starting pitching 27th in earned run average, and their bullpen 21st in earned run average. So the starting pitching matchups are going to be, so it'll be Tuesday tomorrow. It will be Edward Cabrera versus Christopher Sanchez. On Wednesday, Ryan Weathers versus Jesus Luzardo. And Thursday, Jansen Junk versus Taiwan Walker. And the start times for the series will be 6:45 tomorrow, 6:45 Wednesday, and then 6:05 on Thursday night. So we got a couple 6:45 starts, 6:05 on Thursday, and then Phils have the off day too today. So really, I think after the Arizona game yesterday, they just wanted to get out of there, get the off day today, come back to Philadelphia, finish out the season strong, still try to go for that one seed. So, and you have a good opportunity here against the Marlins and Minnesota to finish out the regular season at home. So Phils Marlins starting tomorrow night at 6:45. Okay, around Major League Baseball. So, man, a lot of crazy stuff over the weekend, man. A lot of crazy things. So Clayton Kershaw, his career is, made his final regular season start against the San Francisco Giants on Friday night. He's had, by the way, had a pretty good season. Kind of like flew under the radar a little bit. I get it. Like Kershaw, but still, pretty good. 37 years old. It's had a good season to this point. But Cleveland, the Guardians, who finally dropped the game yesterday. They won 10 straight prior. I think it was 10 straight. And the Guardians now, they are in a race right now with the Tigers, and the Tigers 85-71. Guardians 84-72. They're fighting for that top spot in the AL Central. Guardians out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. And, I mean, the Tigers have been, for the most part, one of the best teams in baseball the entire season and haven't been playing good baseball as of late. The Guardians have been playing amazing baseball, and they're fighting for the AL Central crown now. We're not talking about the Guardians coming back to try to get that wild card, which they technically could still happen. But the Guardians now have a series that starts, was it Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday. It starts Tuesday and at 6:40. And wow, I mean, baseball, it's the best. The freaking best. By the way, speaking of the freaking best, it was pretty awesome that Mike Trout hit his 400th home run. And the guy that caught it, all he asked for Mike Trout giving him the ball, the 400th home run, was that he had a catch with him. And I thought that was so awesome. He just asked him if he could have a catch. Mike Trout, one of the best players of this generation, a future Hall of Famer. And instead of asking for autograph, I'd be probably sure he still got an autograph. Instead of asking for anything crazy, like a whole gift bag of season tickets, anything like that, no, he just asked for, hey, can I have a catch with you? That's pretty awesome. So, also the Blue Jays clinched a World Series spot, clinched a postseason spot. So Blue Jays clinch a postseason spot. Also, the Mariners and Astros, they had their series over the weekend, and the Mariners swept the Astros. That was a big series for AL West, the top spot in that division. So Mariners won 7-3 last night, and the Mariners now are three games ahead of the Astros. And that's with about a week left to play. So it has been a fun Major League Baseball season, and it's almost coming to an end as far as the regular season goes. So, all right. So Brewers, they start a three-game series. I don't know how many games it is, but it is they do start with San Diego tonight at 9:40. So 9:40 on the mound tonight, Milwaukee and San Diego. It'll be Freddie Peralta versus Nick Pivetta. So definitely going to be watching that series for sure. Going to try to watch some of that game tonight. And because the Phils are trying to gain as much ground as they can and try to get that one seed. Still want that one seed. So that will do it for me, Francisco Rojas. Make sure you stay tuned for JustinMorgan.com for seeing Dan Wilson. All do a great job for Phillies today. So that'll do it for me, and I'll talk to you guys on Thursday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.